get a flavor for a moment of what this idea is. So in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, the Ramban discusses Masa Avos HaLevanim of two places. The first place is Omer Lecha Klal Tovin Oseh B'Chol HaParsha Debois B'Nav Mishnei Yaakov Inyan Gadol. So you know this is big stuff when the Ramban says, I want Jado Teida, you should know something, I'm going to give you a klal. And his kibur is going to be derech tzara, and Chazal referred to it in a cryptic way. So it means it's going to be a lot of umkus he wants us to understand. And that's tanchuma kol masha ira la'avos simen labanim v'lachein. And for that reason, yaricha ksuvim b'sfor masos v'chafiras beres v'sharmaker. And there, and Ramban says that's going to take us through much of Brachos, because we're going to have various stories. We're going to have, the Ovis went to certain places, and certain things happened. Yachshav achoyshev bem kilem devarim yusarim ein bem tayelis. And the one who thinks about it will say, why is it so significant? Right? Why do we have to know that Holech v'nasoya that Avram went to the same place on the way back that he went down? Right? Here the Ramban is responding to an issue in the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayavar Avram be'eretz ad mokoyim shchem ad eloin merveh v'knani oz ba'aretz. What is the significance of that? How would the story be missing if we would miss that? Pasuk, hey, Avram comes with sorrow and load. V'kol rechusha mekisher rachusha v'nefshir osu b'choron v'yesu lechaz ad z'kanan v'yivad ar z'kanan and also tzorachian. Why it says that straight in the Lashon. But then, what would we be missing if in Pasuk Zion, okay, so Hashem says, Vayavar ad Shechem, Vayavar Avram ba'aretz, Avram traveled, until he came to Shechem, ad alon moreh, v'knani yos ba'aretz, so v'kitzer, Avram's children are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov and Dina is going to be Shechem. When we come back to Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, Hargrizim Har'evol, Shechem. So Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking Avram on a similar trajectory as his children are going to be going on. Okay? So now the question is, why is that significant? In other words, why is it significant that Avram should say, oh, I'm doing what my kids are doing? Why is it significant for us to know that Avram experienced some of the experience of his children? The Ramban says this is a fundamental concept in understanding the big ideas of Brachos and the details of Brachos. Right, the Moshal, Avram goes down to Mitzrayim because of a famine. All right? So that's the blueprint. Now the question is, so what's the significance? So we know that Avram, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he was thinking, there's a nebuah. And we know that when our forefathers went down to Mitzrayim, they said, we're following Avram. Nope. What is that? What does that change? What does it add? Why is that significant? So, Ramban has a few suggestions. The first one is, Bida, ki kol gezeiras irin, kasher teitzi mikoyach hegzer el poil dimyon, ti hegzerim es kayem es al kol panim. That whenever you have a gezeira from the Rabbonu Shlom, so when the gezeira goes, mikoyach el poil dimyon, when it goes from the potential to poyel dimyon, to the active imagination, right? It doesn't go mi poyel ela koyach ela poyel. It goes koyach ela poyel dimyon. It goes to the active imagination, the different levels of imagination that a person has, different levels of being able to to foresee things. Avraham writes that the one of the distinguishing features of the Tzelem Elokim is we're able to imagine, and the Dimyon. He says that that's that when the Torah says that we're called Adam, Adam and Adam, it's only one shot. But it's because we have a Dimyon, we're able to imagine, we're able to think creatively, we're able to walk through ideas in our mind. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're Tzelem Elokim. There's a Gzeira that you go, that we're going to discuss later on in the Teda. But now the Gzeira is going to come into the. I'm going to allow you to imagine what this is going to be like. Once the Gzeira comes to Poel Dimyon, then that Gzeira is Miskayemes. So Avraham didn't have to have a suffix whether his children will merit coming back or not. So the first thing that he gave, that Avraham is written Yishev Adas. He's going down to Mitzrayim, he's going to end up having a Bris Ben Absorim. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a Bris Ben Absorim with him, and it's going to be a requirement that they'll go down to Mitzrayim in order to get rid of some of the Avodah Zarah. So Avraham doesn't have to wonder, and what happens if it's unsuccessful? What happens if they get assimilated? What happens if it doesn't work? So Kadosh Baruch Hu already put Avraham in the position where Avraham says, no, when I bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, then I'm giving you a Havtacha that Miskayem is Al Kol Panim. Alright, so that's number one. Number one is the Yishev Adas for Avraham Avinu. Then the Ramban says that you'll sometimes find in Nevuah that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks the Navi to do an illustration. That is what some Sfarim say is the reason behind the Simanim and Rosh Hashanah. We bring we want the Gzeira, we're done the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then we have honey that's been poil dimyon. Now it comes, we have an illustration for it. There's something in this world for it to be chal. So now he explains in details how to understand how it's going to forecast. But so at first blush, right? At first, there are many different ideas that come out of Masa of the Simulam. But the first thing Rabban says is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that he is totally committed, and that that coming back to Eretz Yisrael is not on a contingency. So that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us that the sense of emunah. That there's no contingency plan. So that's number one. The Ramban later on will develop that we learn certain things from the Avos, how to function. But later on in the Yigash. And that's also Masa of a similar bottom. And the Ramban in another place will discuss that's the way that we connect to the others. That's the way we connect to Avraham Yaakov. That's part of what it means to be one of the others. Okay, we'll have to leave that for another time. That's the beginning of the idea.